on the flight from.
Are you going back to Harlingen?
He, no, he's not coming back to Washington, he's going from Harlingen to San Antonio, that's after your, well, you know, you're still gonna get ready for the evening, but you could, he'll be on that flight, you could catch him.
Well, no, I can catch him after the meeting.
That's my concern.
Tell him that I wanna see him right after the, we meet the Republicans.
Okay.
At that gathering, so you.
He can just come onto the plane with you.
Then everybody will notice that.
Let him come onto the plane with you, and just sit in your cabin and talk for a few minutes on the plane.
Right.
And he gets off and leaves.
Tell him that I thought, and I think we don't, we got enough good to talk about, but I wanna make some notes for him, and I want him to come on the plane alone.
Right.
You know, so we give him, you know. Well, before we go here, we better get the, my own eye. See, we can count on all of us, and the government, our discussions yesterday.
I haven't seen, I haven't heard we can't sell this, but I'm not sure I call it skunky. I think the lead, on the free network scene, the casualties of zero was a.
They had to do that.
It was a lead, it was a lead.
I was interested in watching Postman, but on the first page, they had.
First page, yeah, I already made the first section.
I've got a separate Postman, it, Jerry.
Closet, what I got, Christ sakes, after that, that was, the Times, yeah, that little box. Although they.
The network, I said, all free networks.
Okay.
But that, that's where it counts.
Yeah, I think on CBS,
I'll be about 5 minutes, but I mean, they, I don't wanna be too long on this, I just wanna. I think the opinion that Buchanan expresses, that now that he's back at the war issue, the media now will go all out more for him, is true.
Could be.
The media is so violently for him on the war, what's your analysis of that, Bob? Well, on the other hand, it's better for him to talk about the war.
I think it is.
I think.
Of course, he thinks it is too, and so somebody's wrong. And I don't know.
Well, the war is what won the nomination, the war did not win the election.
That's what appears, everything, all the evidence we got, it would indicate that.
What about the news analysis for the article, report that the grain deal may lose its Iowa? Did you see that article on Iowa? About 2.5, 3-1.
That's for Custis.
The grain deal has apparently some farmers who sold early.
In the southern part of the country.
Somewhat annoyed, because they didn't get as high a price as they think they should have gotten for their wheat. But those same farmers have a new crop of wheat already up out of the ground.
Well, not only that, but the farm economy as a whole has just been given such a hell of a shot in the arm by this, that everybody, Bob Dole was telling everybody, everybody should go out there, people just have got a lifted feeling. The prices are up.
The fight is, they have the idea.
They'd be pissed off about that one, but
this handle and so forth and so on.
Well.
You got a hell of a good economic day today.
I saw that, CPI.
CPI.
Yeah, and personal income, take home pay, actual take home pay, which is
right.
A good one. And then you got big new orders and durable business.
The big news, Bob, is that Coach Huckers today is that the economy is moving up and people feel good.
Yeah, so now that.
It's the gut issue, goddamn.
Yeah, now they don't really mind if the price is
up. You talk to the more intelligent, the two barbers, at least the better educated, Pitts, or whatever his name is, or the Sills, or Sims, and Pitts, or.
Pitts is your.
Pitts, yeah. And he said, but they put a lot of time here, and he sold
yeah.
Shit.
Well, that's a good Sarah Spool money says.
Yeah. The other point I was saying here to make sure that this idea of saying we're gonna put a condition on the Soviet trade, not against the Jugo.
Well, I think we cleared up any discussion.
We did this morning, so you have this one.
But it was raided.
Yeah, I just did it very hard.
There's not, there's nothing really politically to talk about, because you're going ahead with the trade agreement, and you can't put any restriction on it.
That's right. Well, Henry totally understands this.
Yeah.
Henry's working on it with Rabin and the rest.
Right.
But I want the Jews, I want a hard line taken with Max Fisher and all the professionals, the Jews, Bob. We are not going to, we just can't, but we can't do it. We can't
but
do it. And frankly, listen, the country is going to like our, the country doesn't want to lose anything for Jews. Believe you agree?
Absolutely.
Are we wrong?
No, we're not wrong. You've got the bleeding heart liberals, so we don't have anybody who are going to be concerned with the Jewish community.
Why would they bleed about Burundi?
Well, the
100,000 of those poor assholes have been eaten.
The Jewish community has to look at the bigger stakes, like the troops being taken out of the Middle East, and the case can be sold to them. I think
maybe not. But the main point is, let them go. Let him ride that Jew issue if he wants to.
Well, he's never bargained a trade deal with this one.
He's written both the Jewish issue and the parochial school issue. I mean, he's just going straight out for it. So this is the kind of stuff he's going
to
do.
All those things are he's trying to get well on things that he's bad on. He will get well with a few people in those groups that want to find a way to get back.
The main point that we've got to get across to all of our people who agree, and I just being a devil's advocate this morning. It's totally predictable that the press that McGovern gets, once he gets in the war, will escalate.
Sure.
And be very favorable. And we just got to just fight it every minute of the time, but just know that you're going to get screwed.
But you see, this is, well, we'll get screwed in terms of total coverage, Mr. President, but the point I made to you yesterday, I don't think exposure per se is helping him. It's the kind of coverage he's getting. I don't think that Wednesday night, do us a great favor to keep running at it if they would that particular confrontation.
Yeah, could be.
And if we come back now hard with Connolly on defense and with Rogers with two seniors next week, but the counterpoint to it, if he wants to really get into the foreign policy today, the counterpoint is when you have Gromyko in, when you're signing SALT, when you're renegotiating announcing the next round of SALT. Trade deals going. If he wants to counterpoint with his arguments, he's going to lose. And the exposure, the media can give him 5 minutes at night on that. That doesn't bother him. If he had 5 minutes talking about tax reform and
yeah,
really getting under people's skin on it, an issue.
Well,
but Vietnam is a
winner. Yeah, that's
the end.
Okay, I don't know.